sooner or later, we all forget how to play. I don't mean this to sound fatalistic, but it's true. At some point in our lives, we will forget how to play. The reasons we share with one another, that we all share with each other for the seemingly sad fact, are cliched, but they are true also. Our roles change, circumstances arise, and responsibilities for which we are accountable manifest themselves. Life takes over. Now, to be clear, many of us do remember how to play again once play is forgotten. We might, for example, due to circumstances, forget and remember a number of times in our own within our own lifetime. And it never ceases to amaze me how a very precious few of us, against all odds, seem to never forget. But what really interests me is how and why we forget how to play in the first place. The need to play, we know, starts early, and the importance of play to young children should never be underestimated. Research in animals shows that brain connections are made during periods of play, and it is widely believed that this happens also in youngsters. In a world where adults are in charge, play allows children to be in control. In doing so, play teaches young ones about the world they live in by reinforcing observations they themselves have made. Children are very good at playing, and so it develops self-esteem. It allows an opportunity to practice sharing, taking turns, and empathy so that social skills are built and improved upon. Play is powerful. It's innocent and pure, and play is fun. Now, that fact that play is fun, in my mind, is a good start in understanding why play is abandoned by so many of us as we grow older. We tell ourselves and each other that play is fine for little kids, but it is something very different for everyone else. When adults play as children do, it is viewed as an immature and unproductive activity. It is simply not worthy of our time. And so, as we age, play is abandoned for other activities. Now, I want to be very clear here, because the word play has so many connotations in our society. When I say play, I am referring only to the type of play observed in young children. I am not, for example, referring to competitive sports, the kinds that adults engage in for exercise and camaraderie. A pickup game on a handball court or a softball field is not, in my mind, play, and I'll tell you why. When we observe play between young children, competition is a rarity. There is a sweetness and elegance in this type of egalitarian interaction. That sweetness is quickly lost as competition is introduced at home, at gym classes, in after-school sports. And for some of us, that form of activity ceases to be play simply because it is no longer fun. And yet, this is the only kind of recreational activity we adults allow ourselves. And I find that sad. Abandoning real play implies that as adults, we have learned all that we're going to learn from it. I don't believe this. Studies of adults who rediscover play show that those adults benefit in the same way that kids do. Problem-solving skills are sharpened, creativity is enhanced, and personal and professional relationships are deepened as a result of play. I wouldn't be surprised if it were discovered that other benefits from engaging in play mirrored those associated with practicing yoga or meditation. Parents, for example, quickly learn to clear their minds as they play with their children. They forget about instructing their children and return to a world that they had forgot existed, a world of imagination and discovery. I like to imagination our society, reinvented by adults, enraptured by their rediscovery of play. You know, we are so good at creating activities designed to sharpen the skills we believe we need to function in society and keep this old world a-turning. Visioning, motivational games, role-playing, and my personal favorite, brainstorming. And you know what? They're not fun. Even with the very best of intentions, these activities have been developed by people that have certainly forgotten how to play. They are wrapped in corporate dogma, designed to improve the bottom line by pushing more product rather than helping us to learn what people really want and need from each other. Join me as I imagine a world where play is never forgotten, a world which values play as a lifelong source of enlightenment, learning, and joy. Imagine a world where people get to know each other not over coffee or in a gym, but engaged in play. Imagine a world where managers forego those tired icebreakers at orientations and replace them with rounds of I spy, where politicians shed partisan politics in a sandbox, where CEOs give up on visioning and instead pretend that the floor is lava and only on the furniture is it safe to walk. I know, I'm being silly, and yet I think there is something here, that in abandoning play as adults, we have lost the purest form of learning we know about the world and getting along. And so I'm going to proclaim, hail, Queen of Playfulness. During this time of abundance and light, help me to rediscover that pure form of play practiced instinctively by the very young. Let me feel the joy of play, not by playing video games on my phone or working out at the Y, but by venturing outside like the proverbial bear who went over the mountain to see what I might see. Lead me to a place of contentment and peace through a release of foolish inhibitions and by a path of exploration free of adult nonsense. Oh, Queen, I am not asking to be a kid again, only imploring that you guide me as I once more try to find that kernel of innocence that I have misplaced. May it be so, and so mote it be.